Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
We celebrate the confirmation of Justice Amy Coney Barrett. Joining me today in studio is Nate Gross, Policy Director. Nate, what a historic moment to see Justice Amy Coney Barrett take the oath of office as Justice Clarence Thomas swore her in.
Well, Karen, this is truly a special and historic moment for our country. Judge Barrett is the first woman with school-age children to ever sit on the United States Supreme Court. And we had supported her nomination from the very beginning because Justice Barrett is an originalist. She is someone who is committed to the text of the Constitution. She does not believe that justices should be legislating from the bench. She understands that the role of a judge and of the Supreme Court is one of three separate branches of government. And the role of the United States Supreme Court is not to write the law or to create new laws, but to faithfully interpret the law according to the text of the Constitution.
I was inspired by her acceptance speech. It was brief, but Nate, I told you it was like a civics 101, that as she said, it's not my personal policy preferences, but that she is committed to adjudicate the law from a constitutional perspective. And for that, I admire her. I admire her, all of the young girls that were watching. It gives them courage to know they can be anything that God calls them to be. And it is so important for us to continue to pray for our Supreme Court justices. Nate, we actually have a resource, Adopt a Leader in Prayer, which includes the names of the Supreme Court justices.
Well, Karen, praying for our leaders is something that we not only can all do, but something that we're commanded to do in Scripture. And if you visit our website, NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org, and click on our prayer tab, you will find resources and prayer points to help pray for those who are in authority, including how to receive your own Adopt a Leader prayer packet.
Adopt a Leader in Prayer. Check out the prayer resources at NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org.